that Gimel Devarim that I was Omer Aleihem. And the whole picture of it really is built on Gimel. The Maral says somewhere that there's in of it's Gimel. That's in a certain sense it's called Pirkei Avos for that reason, because it's all going to be all of it's a Gimel. Ein Avos Ela Gimel, and so on. So the Matthias of Avos and Amudei Olam are always three. The reason why it isn't given less of a number than three is, first of all, that there is no... two is always a prinas of chiluk. In other words, two is something which doesn't come to one conclusion. So, in a sense, you can't really have two amudim. Even physically, on a geometric plane, a table can stand... a tripod is a stable surface. One has to be very thick to be a stable surface. Two doesn't really... It's nishtahe, nishtaher, two. If anything, it's less stable. The one big foot in the middle can be a stable table. Or three, a tripod also is stable. But the two is nishtahe, nishtaher. And in numbers, two is always ischalkus. And it wouldn't add up to anything. So that is why two is never used as an example. One, in a certain sense, is not really a Veda, because I think we spoke about this before when the Maral speaks in the beginning about why it speaks about Sarama Maris and not Maim Echad, because one has no Chaluka. It's like telling keep Kolatayra Kula. It doesn't mean anything. You're not putting it into parts that are shaykh to people, approachable to people, and so on. But meidach kisa, three is something which tells me something. When I want to give you, in other words, when I tell you a statement, let's take an example. When I want to tell somebody a mahalach or an inyan or an idea, so I craft it as well as I can, and I make a statement that a kedushin is a getter of a kinyan. So now, b'derech klal, if I'm saying a chiddush, you don't understand what I'm saying, because what do you mean? Exactly like what? Exactly not like what? So if I give you one marshal, the statement itself is one. If I tell you it's more of a kinyan than this and less of a kinyan than that, then I have markers where I can split into parts that tell me what I want to say. If I don't split into parts, it's very hard to be aiming on the diukim shadvarim. That's why any type of hezber is mechalikit. The world stands on Hashem. That's great. We all know that. How does Elikus manifest in Sabriya? Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. So that is the first division that is meaningful to us. So the first level of Ischalkus that has any meaning to people is three. If I would tell you two, then I would be telling you something which... Is it this or is it this? If I give you two examples of something, I leave you a little bit stuck, because is it like this or is it this? You gave me two different examples, I'm not sure to which cuts it's neiter. When I tell you the third one, that's bidarka machriya, and that gives me sort of the midpoint, that's machriya. So the first type of branching out that's meaningful is three. But the emes is that the three point to one nekuda. Kiyum, stability, is because everything is focused on one point. So it's ke'ilu, like I'm able to draw a line and the three converge at a certain point, and that's holding up, and that becomes the point that holds up everything. So our solution to a mylomid is talking three different yanim, but it has to converge to one point to become one inyan, and so on. I want to talk a little bit about it, I guess, but the Keshen Yanidiyayim, It says in the Chazal saying, Achash Shalti Meis Hashem Meis Avakish. So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yalkut brings a Chazal. I'm not sure what the Yalkut's marker is, but he brings a Chazal like this. It says, David HaMelech said, Achash Shalti Meis Hashem Avakish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Retaina and he said, you're saying Achash Shalti, and then you list a whole bunch. Shetvei Hashem Kol Machaya, Lastim Hashem Agil Choloi. I mean, you ask for one, and you have only one bakash, and then you shove in three. So Chazal say that. So Moshe Rabbeinu answered, an eved should do like his rav. That. Just like I learned how to do from you. You said, "Masha Magerosha ki im liyira," and then you go and you say a whole bunch of things. The chul of leches bedrachim. That's pretty much lashon. So havei lo yehi eved daya mirabai, and if you can do it, I can. L'chur, it sounds kilu. We're talking about a sales pitch that David HaMelech did it on the hint. Sales pitch. He said, "Eventually, grant me one wish." And Kashba said, "Okay." So he said, "Okay, I want this whole list of things." And he says to him, "Are you talking?" So he says, "Well, you did the same thing. You said Ma'ashal Kirsan Kimcha, and then you go back and you give me a whole list of things." So what's the pshat of the Chazal? The Chazal saying it is an appropriate anhaga. It's something that Moshe Rabbeinu learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's very not clear what's in the kud of that anhaga. I was also thinking Bekesha with, it says by, this Tariq Mitzvah, then it says, David HaMelech came in Hamidon Yud Aleph, Yishayah and Vav, Michan 3, and Chavakuk on 1. So it's a very, very hard word to understand. What does it mean in terms of the, In terms of lemaisa, they certainly weren't chassid shalom in mayit. I mean, if a person is not bekeres, if a person takes the kav all mitzvahs, kav one mitzvah, he's not a ker. If a person is nichshol in the mitzvah, he's nichshol in the mitzvah. But if he's not mekabel the mitzvah, he's not mekabel the mitzvah. So then he's not bekeres. What does it mean v'midah? So some farshim said it means what you should be most careful in, and then from that you could. It's sort of more of a tactic how to approach mitzvahs. Like you tell about tshuva start with Shabbos. Go slowly and go do the rices, then do rabbanas, then do something else. It's more of a oifin how to get. But the Chazal needs a more essential hagdara. So I was thinking the nekuda like this. The Rambam says in Shmoneh Prakim that he says the most profound statement of Chazal, and he's very, very. Becomes very, very moved when he speaks about it, that in all of Chazal, he hasn't found yet a statement as profound as this Inyan. He says it's an Inyan that Sfarim could have been written on it, great major Sfarim, and Chazal, in a few chosen words, give over the whole Rayim, and that is in the words, B'chol Ma'aser Kedoshim Shamayim. And he learns it from the pasuk Ehu, that everything a person does should be focused towards one tachlis. Lemaisa, he goes through his whole perek hay over the perek hay in Shmoneh Prakim, is that they can have a thousand steps towards coming towards one maisa, but lemaisa it all points towards one thing. So a person might need to learn a trade to get parnasa, to have money, to sustain a family, to sustain himself, so that he can be Eved Hashem and learn and understand. So the whole train, that whole process is one long process, and it comes to a head. I don't think that what the Rambam's I don't think that the Rambam's point of chiddush was simply that everything a person does should be done with the right intention. what he was despoiled from was, you know, the point that he was aimed on was that it's possible. You know, the L'shem Shamayim means it's even if you go back 10 steps, that step can carry in itself that nekuda of tachlis to it. It's possible, like if a person comes along and he says, you know, I saved the United States, and somebody looks him blank, well, what was the godless? And he says, I did this, which brought this, which brought this, which brought this, which brought this, which was this, and what's the famous ditty that for the want of a nail the kingdom was lost. So we smile very benevolently and we tell him cute. But that's not what Chazal meant. Chazal said, what is the reason that I should do it like that? Mela, the Etzma Veris Hashem, the Inyev Lishma, that, for instance, a person goes and he learns to be Mizgoya, so we tell him it's Pigel. It's something wrong about it. That's not a mitzvah. You have to do L'shem Shemayim. There I understand L'shem Shemayim. A person puts on a talus because it's cold outside, not because he wants to be mativ himself, oitiv himself with tzitzis. So we say, that's lacking my son mitzvah. But mechatesa, that when I go ahead and I make a pinosa so that I have a dollar to buy wool to make a pair of tzitzis, that when I'm working in the sweatshop doing whatever I'm doing, I'm supposed to chum shem shemayim. It's a very shame zacher topic. Kabbalah, whatever you want. But the chum shem shemayim in Pirkei Avos is a pshat. We're not telling me about yichudim. We're telling me very incarnistic in yanim. The teretz is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, it cannot be that there are 10 different avodas. Life cannot consist of 1,000 different pieces. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and his Ratzon is one, and the Bria is 10,000 different yonim, the Parnas is one inyan, Refu is another inyan, Muhammad and Shalom is the third inyan, and Nachas Ruach is a fourth inyan, and Tzadik Lubon is a fifth inyan, and it can't be that from one so much came out. So we have mitzvahs, we do mitzvahs, great. But most of life is not mitzvahs. Most of life is eating and sleeping and drinking and resting and earning parnasa to get towards there and learning how to do a parnasa and being misasik and a thousand other things. So we're missing something in Avodas Hashem that's very central. So the Tana said it is possible to put the same nekuda through every single element of a person's Avodah. A person can put the nekuda of echod into every piece, and it becomes one. The chol maaseh is a chiddush that it's not the pshat. I can condescendingly say, yeah, mother, what you're doing now is so shishmai. Every single piece that a person has possesses that can possess that nekuda because Hashem is echod. So the karele of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus is that it's that the world is one being. And how do you put the pieces together? How does it become one? By this nekuda of echdus. It says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So let's first go back. The inyan of the putting, you know, hamidon. The chulsha of the dairis was that they lost track of how the pieces come together. There are Tayag mitzvahs, the Torah. We dash it from one word. It says Torah. Torah says Torah achas. And yet there's Tayag mitzvahs. So the first Dair or Dairis could look at Tayag mitzvahs and see one Torah. The pieces of Tayag mitzvahs readily fit together to them in one unit. The second Dair the Hemshech needed, they could only do it by having Yud Aleph, and then Vav down to Gimel, and finally one Nekuda. In other words, in order to be able to be Teifis, the entire picture in one shot. They could only do it by having a caption. Marshall Madhavadayma, let's say somebody writes a book, and it's long and tedious, or a lot of pratim and pirte pratim. The biggest problem is people lose track of the point they're trying to make. So you make a synopsis of it, so that it's easier to get overall the view. So tachos, you're trying to say what? This, and this. Good, now I have a bird's eye view of it, I can put it together. Then people lose that also, so you make an outline of it. Then people don't follow that. So you have to start with a caption. This book will teach us the value of thrift. I'm going to show it by the following example. This is X, Y, and Z. This is how it's developed. And then you read on the book and so on. So the Hamida Nalachas means, like it says, Hamida Nalachas. They had it stand on one point so that I could see what's the Nakuda on which everything stands. That is the seeing of Achdus, so the oneness in different Nakudas. Let's go to an Inya Rosh Hashanah.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, please.
So when Habakkuk came along and said Tzadik Ben Manasseh Yichya,
yeah,
and we're saying that's the Nakuda which everything stands, that means staying in the previous Deiris, they were able to be Tefis that everything is pointing towards Emuna.
Yes.
Through all the Tayag or through all the Yud Gimel.
Right. Right. Correct. And Emuna is means that the hair of Wei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in every aspect of the Bria. It is the most appropriate. It is a very appropriate way of stating that Pnimistic and Nakuda. Correct.
So that means what in the previous one, which was I think assumed mishpat vasut.
It was yes.
So what does that mean? They saw mishpat chesed,
which is kind of.
So why is that meiran emunas? I mean everything is, but I'm saying what it's.
Well, it's the same as emuna in a sense is the klal gadol that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has three private, like we started out when we said. In a sense, you could interpret that into Avas Chesed and Asayis Mishpat, Natsnei Aleches. Avas Chesed being a Chesed, that's easy. Mishpat being connected to Torah. Torah is the vehicle for Seichel and Mishpat. Natsnei Aleches is avoid in the sense of this complete self-effacement and the self, like the no self, like he says, but avoid is Akeda, like Abayde is Karbonis. So in a sense that those are three elements like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Emuna is just that Nakuda, that there is a Kaddish Baruch Hu in everything. Emuna in a sense is Chomas of the Hashem Shemayim, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is hidden in every part of the Bria, not only where it's apparent, but it's behesta everywhere. That's really what Emuna is.
Mm-hmm.
If we're to take off the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara says in Machloikis, what is the Gemara has a shaila? What is Malchis? What counts as Malchis? So the Gemara, the Pshuta Shel Mikra is that anytime the word Melech is mentioned, so that's called Malchis. There are two places that Malchis and Melech is not mentioned, and yet. It's a shayla in the Gemara. Machlokes Rabbeinu Shimon ben Yehuda. What about if you have three places? Yedata Yemei Shavei Shavei Vavecha, and another pasuk like that. Yedata Yemei Vavecha, and then there's I don't remember the other one. And then there's Shema Yisrael Shemekei Hashemecha. So it's a machlokes. Do we pass them that Shema Yisrael is good, and that's why we talk say it. That's our crowning pasuk. L'chura, if it meets a machlokes, and we pass it's also good. Why is it also good? Because of Dani Hashem Alekeichem. Hashem Alekeinu is a type of malchus. The Rif says in that pasuk, the Rif when he brings the halacha, he says, this is malchus shleima. It's a malchus for shleima. It's not clear if the Rif had that ears in the Gemara or the Rif added himself. L'chor, it's Shver from the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Machloikis. because it's not so great. It doesn't say Malchus exactly. So we say this is also good. So even if we pass it's also good, but it certainly wouldn't be the most shlemistic pasuk for it. I mean, it's an also good, and we don't have a choice. But if Mark says, you know, we need a 10, so fine, we start with it. But how do you call that? In what sense is shlemistic? So the Rif, the Meiri says, I think Rashi says that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shema Hashem Elokeinu, is the nekuda of where it's of Malchus. It's the same thing by Vilata Yemashai Tzavecha Hashem Elokim. The Meiri says that the reason why it's Malchus is because he says Achdus of Hashem is Malchus, because it allows only for Kadosh Baruch Hu and against any other one. So the Meiri says in Shema Yisrael it's from the Hashem Echot Shebai and not from the other one. The word is that the Hashem Echot in itself contains, and what the word Echot is connected Malchus. The reason is, we spoke about this when we spoke about Malchus. The point of Malchus is not a king in the sense that he's mighty and strong and difficult and he rules over everything right in hand and so on and so forth. A melech is somebody that imposes a oneness. He imposes one nekuda on the entire Bria. When you have a type of country like America, or England today for that matter, the pshat is you have a lot of people. There's no such thing as the American vision or the American nekuda. America is a place with a lot of people. Everyone does his own thing. They've learned how to live together without killing each other. And they cooperate where necessary. You need an army together, you put together an army. You need a road building. It's a lot of people being mishtatif together for tzarchei tzibur. It's fine, it's very nice. But it's there's no entity of America but etzem, that's what you say. And so in England today, they have a king, but it's an Irish guy. So the word is a lot of people living together. And England has more of a nekuda to it because it had a melech once upon a time, because it had a certain nekuda. A melech is somebody that is, it's one vision, one das, one mind that uses every single nekuda it uses every single piece of the malchus to get to bring about that vision and that mahalach. That is what a malchus is. So the Gemara's Havamin, that's what the Meiri says, that Echot is the most, is Echot is Malchus because that's what it is. Echot is, when you speak about one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness as a Mida express itself in Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech brings together the entire nation. The Mishlei says in Mishlei there's a hispilus, but it says about different type of balachai. One of the things it says is ha'arba elei melech bekulo yoytzi chotzatz, that despite the fact that the arba has no king, it still flies in unison. So it's a kudus hachidush, and the answer to it is because Arba is mindless. It's not because you can be one united Inyan without a melech. It's just that Arba, it's machmas chesreinoi. It's machmas that it's just insects mindlessly flying together. But once you have chalokim that are of some shivas, you could never ever be united unless there was a melech there. So so in a chadam Gemara has a shaila because you don't mention the word melech. But if we pask that you don't need to mention the word melech, so mitzad the teichin, Shema Yisrael is a much sharper hagdara of malchus because it's a Shem Echad than anything else. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the nekuda in Nekuda of Malchus that is specific? What's the Nekuda where Malchus, what is Malchus expressing? It's expressing the Achdus of Hashem Yisbarach. The let's go back to the first point we raised. That's the pshat in the Shail of Achash Shalti versus the Akash Baruch with David HaMelech. The Shaila was a person has to be able to ask from Akash Baruch what's appropriate. It is inappropriate to ask for a dozen things because a dozen things don't exist. There's only one Achlis. I'll give you a mashal. Let's take an example. Let's say I want a vacation in a hotel. So I call up the hotel and I ask them, do you have comfortable beds? And they tell me, yeah, good. So I like comfortable beds. Do you have a nice swimming pool? Good. Is the food very good? Good. Is the parking? I have a lot of different types of mitzvahs. And I want to make sure each one is met. Let's say I'm debating about joining the army because it's I want to join the army. It's important to defend your nation. It's important. So I call up the guy and I say I'm thinking of signing up for the army. The guy says good. I want to know what are the beds like, what's promotion like, what's this like, what's that like. So the person will say, buddy, the army is about giving your life to the country. If you're holding with that, good. If not, we have only one purpose. I can say, listen, I won't be able to fight unless I have this, unless I have that. There are a lot of details, overlap going into an army, but they've all got to be part of the matara. There is nothing extraneous in the army. Because the army is like a getter of a malchus, and all the pieces have to lock in and fit into one piece. So it's wrong. As I come to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the world has a lot of very nice things. Could you give me this? Could you give me this? Could you give me that? If it doesn't have the point of achas in it, then it's not a good request. Then I'm asking for something not right. The real Shaila goes as follows. Acha Sha'alti, and in Lemaisa it divides itself up into a few different things. And he learned that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ati so much HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'im, and then it gives me a whole laundry list of nice things to do. The Teretz is, there are no tired mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, with a lot of different branches and ramifications and so on. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mashal means, I don't want 1,000 different mitzvahs. I want to have a nekuda express itself in all of the different areas of a person's. In the Olam HaMaisa, it's 1,000 areas. In the Olam HaEmes, it's one. Ma'asav Kosherucha Ki Im LeYira is a correct statement. How is that statement carried out? The whole bunch of things plus the Lelechaz Bedrachov. So Chazal were pointing out the Zelum Aser of, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch, when he gave us Torah, he gave us the Oifin of, the right Oifin of giving Torah is the Nekuda, or I should say the Ravida, it's a Pasuk of Ravida, the Nekuda, plus the oifanim and the gvanim of the nekuda, and Zeluma said, when I ask Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to do it that way. I have to go at a point and then explain how everything fits on that point, how everything else fits on that point. So Mai said, it's very interesting, Chazal over there, the beginning of that Chazal, the beginning of Yalkut Shemaini, it says, what I told you was the Davach, was the second Mahalach. The first Mahalach is my Achas, Ein Achas Ela Malchus. Malchus is called Achas, like it says David Ba'achas, and so on. In other words, the word just a Mikudikat Rush that, you know, we find the word Achas ourselves also. Like all Drushes, the word Achas most aptly describes Malchus, because Malchus is the oneness of all the pieces. It's the Shulton of something on top of everything else. Rosh Hashanah is a day that it's the first day of the Bria. It's the first day of Adam. So it's the day when the Bria came to one. In other words, until Adam, every piece was a different piece. The rocks and the moon and the waters did not have a common goal. The animals, the elephants live for elephant's sakes, and the giraffes live for giraffe's sakes, and v'chulu v'chulu. It's only with the advent of Adam that there was a certain oneness to the Bria. Hashem Moloch is the Shir Shal Yoyim of Friday when Adam was created, because that's Taka the Metzius of Adam. Adam is the one that puts together all the pieces of the Bria, and all the pieces are meaningful in the context of Adam. That happened with Adam. On that day, Davoida is specifically through Malchus. Taka there's Malchus, Chayes, and Shefis. But if I need one word, it's a Melech HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech on that day. That is, we mentioned, I think, last, when we spoke about this, that the opposite of Melech is Kalem, which is utter destruction, or it is Kulam, everything. In other words, it is all, Melech is all-inclusive, L'Tayiv and L'Mutav. And that's why our Bakashas and Rosh Hashanah are a Miut. Sefer HaChaim is it, basically. The reason is because on Rosh Hashanah, a person has to shtelduch to the point of achas. In other words, what is the hemidon al achas of the entire year? I have to start my avodah with the hemidon al achas, or else I have a lot of wonderful mitzvahs ma'asim tayvim. But it's a bunch of stuff. It's not a mashal ma'adav adayma. When you go to a very fancy wedding and you see a beautiful smorgasbord, they're laid out in a way where the whole thing together looks very nice. If you go to a place where Chayes Bachrim put together a kiddush, they bought a lot of stuff and they dumped it all over the tables, there might be a lot of stuff there, but it looks like there's a lot of stuff there. It's piles and piles. It's not as if it's laid out in a way where the whole thing together blends beautifully. It's bits and pieces. It doesn't have any uniting theme to it. The avoda of Rosh Hashanah is to the head that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And b'meila the Bria is one. It's a trillion pieces who have one tachas to it. A person's din with his own cheshbon himself is, it's not only is this right or wrong to do that asa muta. A person has to fit in, and a lot of things can fit in. A week off can fit into the picture, or it cannot fit into the picture. For one person, a week off gives him what he needs to go on. For one person, it's just a waste of time. For one person, reading something is important. It adds, it relaxes. And for another person or another time, it's taking away valuable time from doing something else. It's a whole different cook. Our bakashas focus on one Indian. Our tefisa of Akash Baruch Hu and the world of Ruchnis is Hemidon al-Akas. That's the state of Malchus, that everything has the Echad of Hashem imposes itself on the Bria by giving one purpose everything finding the Kudah that he is, and that's the Chelik that's called Malchus Bishleimus. I have a few minutes. I have to go very soon to Yeshiva Station. Is any Shilas or any Nekudas?
Just maybe just on regular Achas.
Yeah. regular office, yeah.
Yeah, does Sheila have anything to say about Schaeffer's? What to focus on?
Well, Schaeffer's seems to have that same Nekuda. It's where the Trua becomes betoken through the keel of Fanat Kiachrea. The state of Ra, there are two coils of Schaeffer, a good coil and a bad coil. The good coil is the Tkia, the Trua. It says, mentioned many different places, the Trua was more for Shaf Muhammad, Bechi, and so on, and Tkia is more Tkia of Nitzachim. In other words, pieces are rabbi etzim, putting them together. So the tequila for the tequila are the tikkun for the trua, whether it's a trua shvarim, both are ra, and the tequila puts it together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody, and mitzvah next week we'll be on again together, mitzvah.
Cool. Have a mazel tov again.
Thank you very, very much. And again, in case it's this diamond, Tom Shabinet, so we'd love to have you. Cool.
Good job.